This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Disabled voters in Wisconsin who want to will be able to get absentee ballots by email for now. A Madison judge declined a request to block his own order yesterday. Judge Everett Mitchell says it's a case of disability rights. The ruling is headed to an appeals court. Cities, villages, and counties all over Wisconsin are getting their first $1.5 billion from the state's new shared revenue system. Lawmakers and the governor agreed on a shared revenue deal last year. It also let Milwaukee and Milwaukee County raise sales taxes. More than 20 Wisconsin communities will split more than $20 million for public improvement projects. The grant money from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is going to low to moderate income communities with fewer than 50,000 people. Projects include improvements and repairs to streets, water, sewer, and drainage systems. Voters in western Wisconsin's 3rd District could decide which party controls the U.S. House. That's why Congressman Mark Pocan has been spending so much time there.
That seat is probably one of the top 10 to 20 seats in the country for Democrats to get the majority. So I think you saw House Majority PAC just did a $4 million buy in the 3rd CD. They're very committed to this district.
Pocan is campaigning with Democrat Katrina Shankland, who's running for Congress against Rebecca Cook and Eric Wilson in the primary. The average American family will spend $875 on school supplies this year. More families these days are asking for help with that. Clarissa Zemke is with a nonprofit called Family Pathways. She says tech accessories are in high demand.
Headphones are a big thing on pretty much every list from elementary on up. A lot of things that we're seeing right now, especially for the older kids, is USB flash drives.
Pencils and notebooks are always good donations. So are gym shoes and other clothes, since kids outgrow them quickly. The yellow brick road leads back to Oconomowoc once again. The city's Wizard of Oz celebration is in 2 weeks. A special screening on August 15th will commemorate the 85th anniversary of the beloved movie's world debut there. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. It's National Immunization Awareness Month. Now is the time to get vaccinated to prevent fall flu season. You can visit your primary care physician to discuss and administer the vaccinations that are right for you and your family. You can receive your flu and COVID vaccinations by appointment at CVS or Walgreens. The Wood County Health Department holds immunization clinics at their Wisconsin Rapids office on the third Wednesday of the month by appointment only. Call 715-421-8911 for details. There's two pop-up splash pads in our area today. The first is in Rudolph at the Think Academy parking lot from 1 to 2:30. The Rudolph Volunteer Fire Department will have their ladder truck set up. Children must be accompanied by an adult. The other is in Stevens Point at Washington Elementary. The Stevens Point Fire Department will be spraying from their ladder truck from 1:30 to 5:30. Counties and municipalities will see the first distribution of increased shared revenue and property tax credit payments this month. Governor Evers signed the bill into law last June to include new supplemental county and municipal aid to help support essential services such as law enforcement, fire protection, emergency medical services, and more. Wood County will see a 39.2% increase to $3.9 million, and Marathon County a 34.9% increase to $5.2 million. Adams County will receive an over 1,900% increase, as they were only receiving $18,000 in payments. They will now receive over $375,000. The library will be at the Farmers Market tomorrow. McMillan Memorial Library will have an outreach booth at the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market from 8:30 to 1 on Saturday. They'll even have library goodies and books available for checkout. The Roller Derby multi-game event at KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point happens tomorrow. Doors open at 4 p.m. on Saturday. Mid-State Roller Derby is hosting the multi-game event that will bring Mississippi Valley Mayhem, La Crosse's Roller Derby League, Chippewa Valley Roller Derby, and Marquette Roller Derby to central Wisconsin. The Wood County Highway Department has completed the road construction project at the intersection of County P and County K. The road is now fully open to traffic. The WRCT Hopo production of It's a Madhouse premieres this weekend. Young actors have been working hard for the past 3 weeks to have the show ready for audiences. You can catch the performance at 7 p.m. on Saturday or 2 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are available online at wrctheater.org or by calling the box office at 715-421-0435. The COSA bill received overwhelming support with 91 votes and passed the Senate, but high school students are urging lawmakers to vote no on the Kids Online Safety Act. According to an article on The Verge, 300 students traveled to Washington, D.C. to express their concerns to lawmakers. These students worry that the bill will restrict access to content such as strategies to quit vaping because that deals with addiction. They also feel that lawmakers underestimate the younger generation's intelligence and digital literacy. Others say it's a parent's job to protect their kids, not the government, and that COSA's harms outweigh the benefits. The bill still needs to pass the House before traveling to the president's desk. 6th Avenue at Vincent Street in Stevens Point will be closed today starting at 7 a.m. Crews expect to finish the work today, and the intersection will reopen to traffic at the end of the day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers start a new pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Washington against the Nationals. Frankie Montas will get his first start tonight in a Brewers uniform. He's still surprised. After 19 starts this season, the Reds traded him. So how does he feel about this game tonight?
I don't know, man. I just want to go out there, you know, pitch, grind. Always good to come to a team that is in first place. These guys believe in me, so I believe in myself as well.
NFL Hall of Fame game called off in Canton, Ohio last night due to heavy rains and lightning. With a little over 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter, the Bears were leading the Texans 21-17. Caleb Williams did not suit up. The Packers family night is tomorrow night, and one of the things that the team wants to work on is that new formation on kickoffs. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia had the NFL referees at practice this week.
They were in all of our meetings, back blocks, double team blocks, all those sort of things, really just to the initial alignment of both the kickoff and the kickoff returns.
That's the Packers coach Rich Bisaccia with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Summer blockbuster season might be winding down, but that doesn't mean there aren't new films opening every week. This week's headliner is the new M. Night Shyamalan film, Trap. The film stars Josh Hartnett. The story is centered around a father and daughter who attend a concert and find themselves present at something much more sinister. People don't use the word sinister nearly enough, in my opinion. There are only a handful of reviews available, and they are mostly favorable. The summer of horror continues. This has also been the summer of kids and family films, which have helped the early summer box office. Do you wish you could draw something and have it come to life? You can go to the theater this weekend and see The Next Best Thing as Harold and the Purple Crayon hits theaters. The comedy starring Zachary Levi and Zooey Deschanel is not reviewing particularly well, pulling just a 36% on Rotten Tomatoes, but that has not stopped audiences from seeing family films this summer. Let's go to the movies. Fans of the show Squid Game are in for a real treat as a release date for season 2 has been announced. IndieWire reports that Netflix has also announced on Wednesday that a third season will happen in 2025. Season 2 will premiere on Netflix December 26th of this year. Not many people have sympathy for high-paid movie stars, but Roadhouse director Doug Liman says despite the fact that 50 million people streamed Roadhouse on Amazon Prime, he did not receive 1 cent. Variety reports that Liman said the MGM film was originally slated to open in theaters, but was switched to streaming at the last minute. And despite the robust streaming numbers, no one was compensated, including star Jake Gyllenhaal and producer Joel Silver. There is a second Roadhouse in development, no word yet on whether or not Conor McGregor will wear pants in the sequel. It was not all innocent fun at Comic-Con last week in San Diego, California. The comic book fan convention grows in popularity every year. This year, however, law enforcement executed a sting operation and arrested 14 people on charges of sex trafficking and rescued 10 potential victims, one of which was 16. A representative for the Comic Book Culture Convention told Entertainment Weekly that the arrests were made outside of the event. Poker players and moviegoers alike will be interested in this. Matt Damon dropped hints on The Rich Eisen Show about a possible sequel to his 1998 film Rounders. The film was not a box office darling, but has gained fans over the years, most likely through the growing popularity of Texas Hold'em. Damon plays a graduate student who promises his girlfriend he will quit gambling, but gets sucked into helping his friend, played by Edward Norton, pay off a debt to a Russian gangster, played by John Malkovich. Let's see if the studio goes all in or folds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be warm and a little muggy today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s to near 90 this afternoon. The wind will be northwesterly at around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.